各位亲爱的慕道亲戚盟友们，大家晚上好。
Very good evening to all of you, friends and relatives.
我在这里代表新加坡真耶稣教会，也欢迎你们来到我们的教会。
I'd like to extend my welcome to all of you, for having come to the True Jesus Church.
也谢谢你们来接受我们信徒的邀请。
I also like to thank you for accepting the invitation of our members.
那今天晚上我们只是将很诚恳地将我们认为最宝贵、最好的信息拿出来要跟大家来分享。
And for this evening, we would just like to share with you very sincerely the message that we think is most precious to us.
那在布道会之前，我们请教会的青年诗班在会众面前向神来献几首诗。
And now I'd like to call upon the church choir to present a few hymns.
现在请诗班诗位。刚刚我们从这个诗颂之中来颂赞这位创造宇宙万物的真神。
In our hymns earlier, we have given our praises to the God who is the creator of the universe.
也借着歌声来感谢他的救赎之恩。
And we have also used the voices of the hymns to give thanks, for the grace of his salvation.
我们现在要开始布道。
We'll now begin our evangelistic service.
大家先低头默祷。
Let's first bow our heads in silent prayer.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
欢迎，也谢谢各位慕道朋友到来参加我们今晚上的布道会。
I'd like to welcome all our friends and relatives here, and I'd like to give thanks.For your attendance this evening.
你们抽出宝贵的时间。
You have found some precious time to come here.
你们又放下你们自己的私事。
You have also put aside your own private matters.
现在到神的面前来听神的道理。
And you have come before the presence of God to listen to His word.
这是一个难得的好事。
This is indeed a very good thing.
寻求信仰本身就需要付出一些的代价。
And searching for religion in itself is something we have to pay a price.
但是如果不寻求信仰，要付出的代价却是更大。
But yet, if we do not seek a religion, the price that we have to pay will even be greater.
有时候它会大到你都没有想象得到的。
And sometimes that price could be so great that it is beyond your own imagination.
耶稣告诉我们那个代价是什么。
And the Lord Jesus has told us what the price is.
在路加福音十六章。
In Luke chapter 16,
19节到31节,
from verse 19 to verse 31,
路加福音16章,
Luke chapter 16,
19节到31节,
from verse 19 to verse 31,
主耶稣在这里讲了一个财主和一个乞丐拉撒路的比喻。
In this passage, the Lord Jesus spoke a parable of a rich man and another beggar by the name Lazarus.
这个财主他天天吃华宴的。
And this rich man indulged in a lot of feasting every day.
因为他是有钱。
Because he was a very rich person.
耶稣说他穿着高贵的紫色袍，还有细麻布衣服。
The Lord Jesus says that this rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen.
他天天吃华宴了。
And he fed sumptuously every day.
他是从一个信仰的家庭出来的。
He was one who came forth.From a family who had a faith.
但是他却不相信这个信仰。
But yet he did not believe in this faith.
他也不想去寻求这个信仰。
Neither did he want to seek to know further.
他说人生就是吃喝快乐。
Because he thought to himself that life was nothing more than just eating and merrymaking.
今朝有酒作不醉，那是在吃傻瓜。
And he thought that if there was wine for him to drink that evening and he doesn't get drunk, then he would be a fool.
这是他的人生观念和他的生活态度。
This was his concept of life, and this was his attitude towards life.
那另外一个讨饭的叫做拉撒路。
But there was another beggar by the name Lazarus.
他是一个有信仰的人。
And he was one who had faith.
而且是完全相信信仰的人。
And he totally believed in his faith.
他的名字拉撒路就是神帮助的意思。
And his name Lazarus in itself meant that God helps.
可是你跟我都知道神有帮助他吗？
But you and I know whether God has actually helped him.
他还是要讨饭。
He remained a beggar.
但是讨饭不要紧。
But it does not matter that he was a beggar.
他仍然相信这一位神。
He continued to believe in that true God.
因为他知道信仰的目的不是在于肉体上的富足和平安。
Because he knew very well that the purpose of religion was not just to receive peace in this life, in the physical life,
而是将来灵魂的得救和永生。
But rather it was for the salvation, the eternal life of the soul.
今生是短暂的。
This life is temporary.
富足也好，贫穷也好。
Whether we are wealthy or whether we are poor.
是健康也好，或者是病患也好。
Whether we are healthy or stricken with illnesses.
转眼之间都会成为过去的。
In the twinkling of an eye, all these will pass.
问题是当我们死了以后要怎么办呢？
The issue is what we ought to do after we die.
这是世界上一切的东西所不能够解决的。
And this is something which the matters, the things in the world cannot resolve.
可是耶稣基督的信仰却是告诉我们。
But yet the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ can tell us.
信主的就得到永生。
That those of us who believe in the Lord can receive eternal life.
他所犯的罪能够得到主的赦免。
And the sins committed by these people can be forgiven by the Lord.
他可以得救进天国。
He can be saved.He can enter the heavenly kingdom.
因此拉撒路相信。
And therefore Lazarus believed.
但是这个财主一点都不相信。
But yet this rich man did not believe.
虽然他本身就是从这个信仰而长大的。
Although he himself grew up in the faith.
好，那终于他们两个都死了。
And finally both of them died.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
说那个逃犯的死了，就被天使带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
That when the beggar died, he was.Brought by the angels to the bosom of Abraham.
就是他们的祖宗，他们也一样得救在神的国里面了。
And Abraham was the ancestor, and he was likewise saved, and it was in the heavenly kingdom.
那么财主也死了。
And the rich man also died.
也埋葬了。
And he was buried.
在二十三节，主耶稣说。
But in verse 23, the Lord Jesus said,
他在阴间受痛苦。
He was in torment in Hades.
他举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路。
And he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and he also saw Lazarus.
所以他就喊叫。
And so he cried out.
他说：“我的祖宗亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧。”
And he said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me."
你可以叫拉撒路用指头拿点水来凉凉我的舌头吗？
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue.
因为我在这里这火焰里极其痛苦。
For I am tormented in this flame.
在这个时候
，at this point in time，
他才知道他所不相信的信仰。却是真实的。
He realized that the faith that he did not want to believe in is indeed true.
可是已经太迟了。
But it was too late.
所以二十五节，亚伯拉罕对他说。
And therefore, in verse 25, Abraham told him.
他说：“儿啊，你应该回想，你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦了。
Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented.”
他不愿意寻求信仰。
He did not want to seek a faith or religion.
他也拒绝这个信仰。
He also rejected his faith.
他只是天天吃华宴的。
He only indulged himself in feasting and merrymaking every day.
这是他的选择。
That was his choice.
但是他没有想到。
But yet he did not expect.
他要付出的代价原来是这么样的大。
That the price he had to pay for it was so great.
可是后悔已经太迟了。
But it was too late for him to regret.
在这个时候，他就要求他的祖宗亚伯拉罕一件事情。
And at that time, he then requested a favor from Abraham.
在二十七节，他对亚伯拉罕说。
In verse 27, he told Abraham.
他说：“你可以打发拉撒路到我的家里去吗？”
And he says, "I beg you that you would send Lazarus to my father's house."
因为我还有五个兄弟。
For I have five brothers.
他们跟我一样的思想的。
They have the same concept that I have.
因为我们都有钱。
Because we are all rich.
我们就是享受人生。
And we are people who enjoy our life.
我们根本不想要去追求这个信仰。
And we never wanted to seek this faith.
但是现在我知道。
But now I know.
原来不追求信仰要付出这么大的代价。
That the price I have to pay for not seeking my faith is so great.
所以你去告诉我的五个兄弟。
So please send Lazarus to tell my five brothers.
让他们也不要来我这个痛苦的地方。
So that they will not come to this place of torment that I'm in.
叫他们好好去寻求信仰和相信这个信仰。
Tell them to seek for the faith and to follow the faith.
那么亚伯拉罕怎么回答他呢？
How did Abraham reply?
二十九节
，verse 29。
亚伯拉罕说：“他们有摩西和先知的话，就是有圣经的话，他们可以去听从的。”
Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. In other words, they have the Bible, the words of the Bible. Let them hear."
听到这个福音。
They can hear the gospel.
他们可以接受。
They can receive the gospel.
当然他们也可以拒绝。
But of course they can also reject the gospel.
相信也要付出代价。
To believe in itself has a price.
但是不相信拒绝付出的代价却是更大。
But yet if we do not accept and we do not believe, the price we have to pay is far greater.
所以你看对信仰有些人那么样的深信不疑。
Therefore we can see that some people are so firm in their faith.
但是有些人却是怀疑不相信。
But yet there are some who doubt and do not believe.
甚至取笑，甚至攻击。
And it may come to the extent that they may ridicule the faith, they may even attack the faith.
其实怀疑是我们人思想的一种特性。
In fact, doubting is a special feature of human thought.
有好的一面，当然也有坏的一面。
There is a positive aspect and there is also a negative aspect.
好的方面来说，
from the positive perspective,
对假象能够怀疑，他就能够寻找出真相。
If we are able to cast doubt on falsehood, then it will lead us unto the truth.
这样他就不会上当受迷惑。
Then we will not fall into trickery, we will not be conned.
这是一个理性的怀疑。
This is doubt that arises from rationality.
这种怀疑是我们人人都应该有的。
And this kind of doubt is the kind that all of us ought to have.
如果我们没有这种理性的怀疑，
if we do not have this kind of doubt that arises from rationality,
我们随便相信，
and we just choose to believe,
我们把假当真，
and we regard falsehood as truth,
当事实让我们看到的时候，
then when we actually see the fact,
我们才不知道我们错了，
only then do we realize that we are wrong.
为什么我们不去思考一下，怀疑一下呢？
Why did we not think about it deeper? Why did we not doubt initially?
好像这个财主一样，
just like this rich man,
那就已经太迟了。
It will be too late.
那换一个方面来说呢？
But on the negative side,
你对真相产生怀疑。
If you doubt something which is true,
那么你又不尝试去了解真相。
And yet you do not try to understand the truth.
你也不寻求理性的去分辨是与非。
And you do not even use your rationality to seek whether it is true or not.
你只是心里一味的拒绝，我不愿意相信。
And you just keep on rejecting your heart, saying that I am not willing to believe.
啊，这就是一种盲目的怀疑。
Then this is a kind of blind doubting.
这种盲目的怀疑是一种心理的问题。
And such blind doubting is actually a problem in our heart.
它是没有理性的怀疑。
It is doubting without rationality.
请看马可福音的第三章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter 3,
我们读第四节跟第五节。
Let's read verse 4 and verse 5. Mark chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 5. Then he said to them, Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, save life or to kill? But they kept silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their heart, he said to the man,Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
好，这里记载主耶稣很生气地看周围的这一些人。
The Bible here records that Jesus looked around at the people with anger.
这些人就是我们刚才所说的盲目的怀疑者。
These were the people we have talked about earlier, people who doubted, people who had blind doubt.
他们没有用理性来去分辨是非的。
They did not use their rationality to discern things whether they were right or wrong, good or evil.
他们在这里要试探主耶稣。
And they wanted to test the Lord Jesus.
看主耶稣在安息日医病不医病。
They wanted to see whether Jesus would heal the sick even on the Sabbath day.
因为按照犹太人的律法。
Because according to the laws of the Jews,
安息日什么工不可以做。
The Jews were not allowed to do any work on the Sabbath day.
那如果耶稣医病，那就算是一种的工作了。
And if Jesus were to heal the sick, then he would be doing a form of work.
那就违背了神的道理了。
Then he would have seemingly gone against the teachings of God.
那如果耶稣不医病的话，
But yet if Jesus did not heal the sick,
那这就违背他来拯救人、赐人平安这一种的道理。
Then he would have gone against his own teaching of having come to bring peace.And salvation to the world.
所以他们把耶稣放在一个两难之间呢。
And therefore they placed Jesus in a dilemma.
但是耶稣就告诉他们。
But yet Jesus told them.
我问你们一个问题。
I ask you a question.
在安息日什么工都不可以做。
There's no work that you ought to do on the Sabbath day.
可是在安息日行命哎行善可以不可以呢？
But then he asked, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or evil?
有一个人要死了，我们去拯救他，算不算是违背神的道理呢？
If someone is about to die and we save this person? Is that going against the law of God?
按照我们的理性的了解
According to the understanding of our rationality,
当然一般的工我们都可以不用去做
Of course we can stay away from our mundane work.
这是一个休息的日子
Because that is a day of rest.
来敬拜真神
It is a day for the Jews to worship God.
不要让其他的工作事物来影响我们对神的敬拜
And we should not allow anything or any of our worldly workTo bind us down that we cannot worship God.
可是有个人要死了，你能够见死不救吗？
But if someone is about to die, can you just watch him die and not save him?
你应该救他的。
You ought to save him.
就算今天是安息日。
Even if it were the Sabbath day today.
神也会喜欢你做了这个善行。
And God will also love you for the good deed that you are doing.
我们用我们的理性简单思想，我们都同意神也会喜欢的。
And if we were to use our rational minds to think about this, we know that God will be pleased.
他们也知道
They knew it as well
但是他们不讲话
But yet they chose to keep quiet
耶稣就很生气
Jesus was then very angry
生气什么呢
What was he angry about?
这些人的心为什么那样的刚硬呢
He was angry because the hearts of these people were so hard
他们真的怀疑吗
Did they really doubt?
他们真的不明白吗
Did they really not understand?
还是他们心里根本就是不愿意相信
Or was it because they were just unwilling to believe in their heart?
然后耶稣就对这一个人说
Then the Lord Jesus told this person
这个人的手是孤干了的
This person had a withered hand
是废了没有作用的
and it was already useless to him
但是主耶稣对他说
but the Lord Jesus told him
他说伸出你的手来
he said to the man stretch out your hand
这个人把手一伸就复原了
and he stretched out his hand and his hand was restored
大家都亲眼看见
and everyone saw it with their own eyes
一只孤干了残废了的手怎么让主耶稣讲一句话他就能够活动起来了呢
they witnessed how Jesus by justOne statement restored the withered hand of this man.
如果神不与他同在
If God was not with him,
这个残废走了的人怎么会得到立刻得到医治
How could this handicapped man be healed immediately?
你看这一些人理性上已经了解这是一个救人的善事
So we can see that these people already understood in their rational mind that this deed was a deed of saving people.
他们也亲眼看见这一个神迹
And they...saw for themselves the miracle that was performed.
这不是应该解释了他们心里的怀疑吗？
Would this not have given the explanation to the doubt in their heart?
但他们的怀疑不是这种理性的怀疑。
But yet their kind of doubt was not a doubt arising from rationality.
这是他们心里的问题。
It was a problem with their heart.
他们要陷害耶稣，他们要除灭耶稣。
They wanted to harm Jesus. They wanted to remove him.
所以虽然有理性的道理可以了解，有神迹可以体验。
And therefore, though there was the rationality of the truth, and there was also the miracle that was before their eyes.
但是心里的顽固让他们拒绝相信。
But yet the stubbornness in their heart did not allow them to believe.
他们根本都不想要去求明白。
And they did not even seek to understand.
所以神迹是不能够满足这一类的怀疑者。
And therefore, even miracles cannot satisfy these kind of doubters.
请看马可福音的第八章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8.
十一节跟十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
马可福音第八章十一跟十二节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Then the Pharisees came out and began to dispute with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven, testing him. But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation.
法利赛人就是当时的这些所谓宗教家。
The Pharisees were the so-called religionists at that time.
他们来盘问耶稣。
They came to question Jesus.
他们已经看到很多主耶稣在地上行的神迹。
They had already seen many miracles that Jesus performed on earth.
他们还是觉得不够。
But yet they felt that that was insufficient.
我们仍然不相信你是从神来的。
We still do not believe that you have come from God.
他说除非现在你从天上显个神迹给我们看。
Unless you show me or show us a sign from heaven now.
耶稣心里深深的叹息。
The Lord Jesus sighed deeply in his spirit.
这些人为什么求神迹呢
？Why have these people asked for a sign?
他们真的是要寻求明白来相信吗
？Did they come because they really wanted to seek to understand?
如果他们真的要寻求明白
，If they really wanted to seek to understand,
主耶稣已经行了很多神迹。
The Lord Jesus had already performed many miracles.
每一样都是让人家惊奇的。
And every miracle he performed caused great amazement among people.
因为主耶稣只是讲一句话。
Because it was often just through one word.
孤干了的手就复原了。
The hand that was withered was restored.
残废的就起来走路。
The one that was lame got up to walk.
那个麻风就得到洁净。
Even the leprous people were healed.
不鬼的就马上清醒过来。
Those who were demon possessed became sober.
甚至死了的主耶稣叫他复活。
And the Lord Jesus had even revived the people who had died.
每一样神迹都是让人家惊奇跟相信的。
And every miracle that Jesus performed resulted in great amazement amongst people.
也很多人因此相信了。
And there were also many people who believed as a result.
有一个人叫尼哥底母，他也是法利赛人之一。
There was a man named Nicodemus, and he was one of the Pharisees.
他就是相信。
He believed.
因为他对耶稣说。
Because he told Jesus.
你所行的神迹。
The miracles that you perform.
如果不是从神来。
If it were not from God.
没有其他的解释的。
There is no other explanation.
请你告诉我。
Please tell me.
一个人要怎么样才能够进入天国？
What must I do to enter the kingdom of God?
他相信了。
He believed.
但是他有很多的朋友。
But yet he had many other friends.
这些法利赛人，这些宗教家。
Which were the Pharisees, the people who were the religious leaders at that time.
他们却不愿意相信。
They did not want to believe.
因为他们不是诚实的怀疑者。
Because they were not people who doubted out of sincerity.
他们不是用他们的理性，他们只是他们心里的硬心不肯相信。
They did not use their own rationality, but they only used the hardness in their heart, the stubbornness that refused to
believe. 所以你行了地上的神迹，他说不，你现在要行个天上的神迹给我们看。
And so even though Jesus performed many miracles on earth, they said that was not good enough. They wanted a sign from heaven.
真的，你从天上显出神迹的时候，他就真的相信吗？
And even if you were to bring a sign from heaven, would he really believe?
他还是一样不会相信。
They would still not believe.
你看约翰福音的十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
第九节跟第十节
，verse 9 and verse 10，
到十一节
，verse 9 to 11。John chapter 12, verse 9 to 11. Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus.
这里记载，很多人听到耶稣来，就要来听耶稣的道理。
This passage records that when people heard that Jesus was coming, many of them wanted to go and listen to his teachings.
还有一样就是要看从死里复活的拉撒路。
And at the same time, they also wanted to see Lazarus, whom Jesus has raised from the dead.
因为医病赶鬼，在民间有很多法师，行法术的人，他们也有这样做。
Because the work of casting out demons or healing of sicknesses.Were things which some of the sorcerers at that time could also perform.
但是就一个死了的人复活，这是从来没有过的。
But to raise a person from the dead was something that had never happened.
我们今天看报纸，有时候看到死了的人还会再动，又活起来。
We may read in the papers today that there are some who have died and could move and get up again.
原来他们并不是真的死了，他们只是心脏暂时停止。
But we realized subsequently that actually they were not dead, but their heart did only stop beating for a while.
他们摆乌龙了。
Or perhaps it was a mistake.
可是拉撒路是一个死了的人。
But Lazarus was indeed a man who had died.
你看十一章三十九节。
If we look at chapter 11, verse 39.
耶稣要去叫这个死人拉撒路复活的时候。
When Jesus wanted to raise this dead man Lazarus.
他的姐姐马大对主耶稣说。
His sister Martha told the Lord.
他说主啊，他现在必定是臭了。因为他死了已经四天了。
And Martha, his sister, actually said, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
他已经埋葬了。
He has been buried.
我们怎么能够打开那个坟墓来呢？
How can we open the tomb for him?
他们的埋葬不是像我们中国人哦，是埋在土里。他们是用包起来，好像木乃伊一样，然后放在山洞里的。
And the Jewish burial is not like our Chinese burial where we put someone into the soil, into the ground, but rather they would wrap them up just like a mummy and place them into a cave.
主耶稣说，你们都相信，就看见神的荣耀的。
And so the Lord Jesus said, if you believe, you will behold the glory of God.
我们看四十一节。
Let's look at verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开。
They then took away the stone.
然后耶稣就举目望天祷告。
And then Jesus lifted his eyes into heaven and prayed.
四十二节他这样讲。
In verse 42, he said,
我也知道你常听我。
I know that you always hear me.
但我说这个话。
But I say these things.
是为了周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来的。
Because of the people who are standing by me, so that they may believe that you sent me.
说着这话, 耶稣就大声呼叫, 拉撒路出来。
Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
这个死了四天的拉撒路就真的这样的出来了。
And Lazarus, who had died for 4 days, then got up.
很多跟随来看这道的人都亲眼看见这个神迹。
And many of the people who followed the crowd saw this miracle for themselves.
耶稣为什么有这个权柄叫死人复活呢?
Why did Jesus have this kind of authority to even raise the dead?
这不是很清楚告诉了我们的理性。
Does this not tell our rationality very clearly?
他是神, 他是生命的救主。
That he is God, he is the Lord of life.
他用他的权柄叫死人复活。
That he can actually raise the dead by his authority.
来告诉我们他所传的福音是正确的, 是有效的。
And this is to tell us and verify that the gospel that he preaches is true and is effective.
那这个福音就传到很多地方去了。
And as a result, this gospel was preached to many places.
所以好多人听到都想要来看看这个从死里复活的拉撒路。
So when many people heard this, they wanted to come and see Lazarus who was raised from the dead.
但是你看这一些祭司长，这一些法利赛人和文士。
But yet, let's look at the other group of people, the chief priests and the Pharisees and scribes.
他们都根本不去查考是不是真的有这么一回事呢?
They did not even want to find out whether such a thing actually happened.
还是一个编写出来的故事?
They did not even want to find out whether this was just a story that was
written.
还是真的有这个人的存在? Or
did Lazarus really exist? 他们只是想办法,
and all they wanted to do was to kill Lazarus even when they see Lazarus.
消灭证据,
they wanted to destroy the evidence.
然后说没有拉撒路这一个人,
and then they'll probably say that there was never such a man Lazarus.
所以你看这一些人,
so let's look at these people.
他们就是这些盲目的怀疑者,
they were people who just doubted blindly.
所以你举出什么样的证据,
and therefore regardless what kind of evidences you can cite,
你怎么样的说明,
regardless of how you explain,
他们都不会接受的,
they will never accept.
他们是不诚实的怀疑者,
because they are people who doubt without sincerity.
诚实的怀疑者是一个理性的怀疑者。
One who doubts sincerely is one who doubts with rationality.
这个不是心理的问题,是他思想的问题。
And this is not a problem with the heart, but just a problem with their concept.
所以当他的思想的疑惑得到解答的时候,
and so when the doubts in their concept receive a solution,
他就会诚实地接受这一个事实。
They will then sincerely accept the truth.
所以这种的怀疑让他更进一步地去了解真相。
And therefore this kind of doubting can cause a person to draw even nearer to the truth.
这种的怀疑是人人应该有的。
And this kind of doubting is that which every man ought to have.
他不明白,当然他不能够相信啊。
If one does not understand, obviously he cannot believe.
所以我们要尽我们的力量向他们解释。
Therefore we must put our utmost efforts to explain to these people,
让他们明白,
so that they can understand.
解释他们的疑惑,
let us explain and address the doubts that they have,
让他们了解真相,
so that they can know the truth.
他们就会明白,
and in this way they will believe.
我们举出一些例子,
let us raise some examples.
请看约翰福音的第一章,
let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1,
46节到51节,
46 to verse 51. John chapter 1 verse 46 to 51. And Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than this. And he said to him, most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
好，这里记载有个人叫拿单耶。
The passage of the Bible here records a man named Nathanael.
他有个朋友叫腓力。
And he had a friend named Philip.
腓力已经相信了耶稣,
Philip had already believed in Jesus.
所以就传福音给他了。
And so he preached to Nathanael.
他说圣先知所说那个救主我已经找到了。
And Philip told Nathanael that he had already found the Savior whom the prophets talked about.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And that Savior was Jesus of Nazareth.
拿单一听到拿撒勒人耶稣, 他心里就不太高兴。
When Nathanael heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he was not very happy.
他怀疑他朋友的见证。
He doubted the witness of his friend.
你有没有搞错啊？
Have you made a mistake?
怎么你这么糊涂呢？
How can you be so confused?
人人都知道拿撒勒是什么地方。
Everyone knows what kind of a place Nazareth is.
这种地方怎么能够出救主呢？
Can the Savior come out of such a place Nazareth?
所以他很不客气地说，拿撒勒还能够出什么好的吗？
And therefore he wasn't even polite, and he just said very bluntly, Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
他真的怀疑他的朋友的判断力。
He really doubted the judgment of his friend.
这真的是福音吗？
Was this really the gospel?
那腓力就对他说，
Philip then told him,
你还没有去听，你也没有去查清楚。
You have not gone to listen, neither have you gone to search.
你就跟一般人一样，像这个判断，哪是的能够出什么好东西？
And then you jump to the conclusion that many people jump to, which is, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
这是一个求道者应该有的态度吗？
Is this the attitude that one ought to have when he seeks the truth?
所以腓力对他说，你来看。
So therefore Philip told him, come and see.
他也没有话好说。
He had nothing to say.
因为他是一个诚实的怀疑者。
Because he was one who doubted out of sincerity.
他知道他这样是不对的。
He knew that what he said and what he did was wrong.
没有查清楚，那么就下判断说这个是白费尽心机的。
He had not spent his effort searching, and he had already concluded that it was a waste of time.
所以他就去看了。
And as a result, he went to see.
那耶稣就对他说。
Jesus then told him,
他说这是个真以色列人。
That this is an Israelite indeed.
他心里面有诡诈。
In whom is no deceit.
人总是喜欢听称赞的话，对吗？
Of course, men love to listen to praises.
可是他就是一个诚实的怀疑者。
But yet he was someone who doubted with sincerity.
你以为这样称赞我，我就相信你吗？
Do you think that I'll believe in you simply because you praise me in this way?
他就对耶稣说。
He then told Jesus,
说你从哪里知道我呢？
How do you know me?
你不认识我，也没有见过我，你怎么知道我是个真以色列人？你怎么知道我心里面有诡诈？
You have never seen me. How would you know that I am an Israelite indeed? How do you know I have no deceit in my heart?
他问的有道理啊。
He asked a very good question.
但耶稣就回答他。
Jesus then answered.
他说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
大概我们对这句话没有什么反应。
We may have no reaction to this statement.
可是马胆又的反应很大。
But yet Nathanael's reaction was great.
因为49节里面记载。
Because in verse 49, the Bible records.
听了这句话，他就说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”
After he heard this statement, Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
这两句话就是代表先知所说的弥赛亚，先知所说的救主。
And these two statements of Nathanael actually represented what the prophets had said, that this was the Savior.
他相信了。
He believed.
他的疑惑得到解答了。
His doubts were cleared.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他想。
Because he thought.
腓力都不知道我在哪里。
Philip did not even know where I was.
他还要去到处找我才找到我。
He had to spend his time looking everywhere for me before he found me.
耶稣不用来找我。
Jesus did not even need to.
他就知道我在哪里。
He already knew where I was.
我们有很多种的树。
We have so many different kinds of trees.
他知道我在树底下，他又怎么知道我就是在无花果树底下？
He knew I was under a tree, but how did he know that it was a fig tree?
他可以知道我心里想什么？
And he even knew what I was thinking in my heart.
在以色列人来说，
To an Israelite,
真以色列人就是代表那一些敬虔敬拜神的人。
A true Israelite, or an Israelite indeed, is one who is worshiping God. It's a very pious person who worships God.
他们会常常查考神的话，他们会等待弥赛亚救主的到来。
And an Israelite indeed is one who often searches the scriptures and one who awaits for the coming of the Messiah.
而有许多的犹太人已经不这样做了。
And there are many Jews, many Israelites who no longer do that.
但他却是一个真以色列人。
But yet Nathanael was an Israelite indeed.
他的追求信仰。
He was one who sought the true faith.
他是敬拜神的人。
He was one who worshipped God.
只是他不知道哪一位神是应该他拜的。
But it was only that he did not understand who was the true God for him to worship.
谁是我们的救主。
Who was the Messiah, who was the Savior.
所以他听了主耶稣所说的话。
Therefore, when he heard the words spoken by Jesus,
他真的就是那一位无所不知的神。
Then he realized that Jesus was indeed the God who knows everything.
他知道我在无花果树下。
He knew that I was under the fig tree.
他知道我心里所思想的。
He knew the things I was thinking in my heart.
所以他就相信了。
And therefore he believed.
他的怀疑就解答了。
His doubts were clear.
他就敬拜耶稣。
He then worshipped Jesus.
他宣布他的信仰。
And he proclaimed his faith.
拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王，你是我的救主。
Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. In other words, you are my Savior.
耶稣就对他说。
Jesus then told him.
因为我说你在无花果树底下看见你，你就相信了。
Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe?
你还要看见比这个更大的事。
You will see greater things than these.
我实实在在告诉你。
And most assuredly I say to you.
你要看见天开了。
Hereafter you will see the heaven open.
你看到神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
意思就是说
，In other words,
耶稣就是上天的梯子。
Jesus is the ladder to heaven.
我们常常说，你这样做啊，真的比登天还难啊。
We often say.That it is more difficult for you to do this than to ascend the heaven.
的确是的，登天是难的。
Indeed, it is difficult to ascend to heaven.
因为登天无路无门呢。
Because there is no gate, there is no way to heaven.
但是耶稣来了以后。
But after the Lord Jesus came.
我就是这个道路。
I am this way.
我就是这个天。
天梯。I am the ladder to heaven.
借着我就可以到天那边去了。
If it is through me, you can go to heaven.
所以他对拿单耶说。
Therefore, he told Nathanael.
你信的是对的。
You have believed rightly.
借着我，你可以到天父那边去。
Through me, you can go to the heavenly Father.
不只是他。
Not just him.
一切相信的人。
But for all those who believe,
也一样可以借着耶稣基督登上神的国。
They can also ascend into the kingdom of God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不只知道拿单耶
，He not only knew about Nathanael，
他也知道我们的
，He also knows about us。
我不知道你们心里现在在想什么
，I do not know what you are thinking about in your hearts now。
你们还在跟着我吗
？Are you still following me？
你们有在听吗
？Are you still listening？
听了以后你们的心里想什么呢
？What are you thinking about as you listen to me？
我不知道的
，I do not know。
但是你知道
，But you know。
神也知道
，God also knows。
你做了什么呢
？What have you done？
我怎么知道
？I never know。
但是神知道
，But God knows，
就像主耶稣知道拿单耶的一切一样
，Just like the Lord Jesus who knew exactly what Nathanael had done，
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
人在身所做的一切事
，That all the things that a man does in his life，
不管是好事或者是坏事
，Whether they are good things or bad things，
也许已经成为过去的，已经几十年的陈年老事了
，Perhaps they may be old things that we had done way back in the past。
不讲我都忘记了。
And if no one raises them, we would have forgotten.
但是神没有忘记。
But God has not forgotten.
因为有一天
，because one day，
神要审判
，God will judge。
就像我们华人传统所说的
，just like what the Chinese traditionally say，
善有善报
，that there is a reward for good deeds，
恶有恶报
，and there is also punishment for bad deeds。
不是不报
，and it is not that there is no。Recompense,
时候未到
but rather the time has not come.
这是一句真理
This is a truth.
这是我们良心的见证
This is the testimony of our conscience.
人间有许多的不公平
There are so many unfair things in this world.
让我们不明白的
and things which we do not understand.
但是我们相信
but yet we believe.
总有一天有一个报应
that there will come a day that there will be retribution.
一定有一个公平的审判
There will definitely be a fair judgment.
我们才有信心继续要做一个好人
and therefore we have the faith to continue to be a good man
因此我们不愿意放纵我们自己继续去犯罪
therefore we are unwilling to indulge ourselves in sin
但是我们如果犯了个罪要怎么办呢
but if we have already committed some sins or errors what ought we to do
我们能够将功赎罪吗
can we just do some good to cover up our mistakes
不能够的
we can't do that
要不然有钱人用很多钱去救很多的人他的罪就被赎去了
otherwise a rich man can just use his money to save many people and in that wayHe can pay for his crimes.
没有钱的人，连做法事请和尚来念经都没有钱呐、啊。那么他的罪还在，那么这对贫穷人不是很不公平吗
？Then a poor man has no money even to ask the priest or the monks to come and do some rituals for him. Then isn't it very unfair to these poor people?
但是耶稣基督的拯救是公平的。
But the salvation of the Lord Jesus is fair.
人人可以借着相信他，可以得到罪的赦免。
Because everyone can receive the forgiveness of sins through believing in him.
因为他来就是要拯救我们这一些罪人。
Because he has come for the very purpose of saving we who are sinners.
他实在是自家上的目的，就是要赦免我们的罪。
And the very purpose he died on the cross was to forgive us of our sins.
他有权柄赦罪。
He has the authority to forgive.
因为他就是这一位神啊。
Because he is God himself.
而且不只是赦罪。
And not just to forgive our sins.
他要帮助我们更新做一个新的人。
He also wants to renew us that we will be a better person.
让我们脱离这个罪恶的生活。
So that we can stay away from the way of sin
让我们可以重新再来
so that we can start anew
让破碎的家庭能够重新建立
so that a broken family can be rebuilt again
让污秽的心灵能够重新得到洁净
so that a filthy heart can be cleansed
有一个传道人叫做艾伦塞
there was a preacher by the name Ironside
他有一次在公开布道的时候
on one occasion when he was preaching
那么有一个无神论者